If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
So, I think we remember when there was, you know, Operation Tutula things happening a few years ago. And by the way, I've got a friend who owns a spaza shop, and also he had made mention of this. It was a huge thing of counterfeit foods, right? That there were now factories manufacturing foods. We've seen Amatoni water. There's some that are fake. And all these problems. And I don't know what happened to that issue. But recently, and I don't know if this even ties to what's been happening recently, where children have been falling ill, children have been consuming foods and snacks from spaza shops, and then allegedly they are falling ill. And I see on today's front page of the Sowetan, it says 1 month, and in big and red font, it says 12 kids, and it's got, you know, pictures of children, man. Like, most of them are under the age of 10, and these are children, some of the children in the last month who have perished from poisoning. I know Aaron Matsoaledi had come out saying it was organophosphate that they had found to be in the food, which is a pesticide, of some of the kids. Now, these were the kids in Naledi. I don't know, I think it was six children. What are the facts so far around the whole story and kids? Because I've been hearing it in the news, Mfundo.
The fact is that even with the organophosphate, it's not necessarily that they've been able, though, to find it in the snacks. Because with one of the children that passed away, there was a little bit of the snacks that were left in their pocket. When they tested, it seems as though they couldn't necessarily find it in the snacks, but rather it was found in the body of the child. So it's quite tricky then to say, did it come from the snacks or where exactly? But there was organophosphate in the body, so in the DNA of the child. But you know, with that Sowetan spread, it's so powerful yet heartbreaking, because it really puts the face of the children. They're not just statistics. Today we're seeing innocent little children who lost their lives after consuming these snacks. But I've been monitoring what some community members are now saying, which is to say we need to shift our focus away from the spaza shops, but possibly to the manufacturers, because it's happening too far and wide. We're reporting in Mpumalanga, we're reporting somewhere in Alexandria, and then it's Katlehong. So we cannot keep saying it is a spaza shop per se, but perhaps we need to start looking at the brand of snacks, and then we go strictly to the manufacturer to see if there's something wrong there.
But my problem is, you know, you're right, Mfundo, because, and a lot of people, you know, we're very quick and rightfully so to say, yes, foreign Pakistanis, Bangladeshis that are owning these spaza shops. But I feel like the problem is so deep rooted now. Even if you were to remove all those guys and put South Africans in, it's the suppliers now. Because these guys also, and I say these guys because there's been a video, I'm not sure, I couldn't find it on social media, but there was a raid in some factory, a makeshift factory, where people are making their own vinegar, making their own spices, making their own chips, their own sweets, their own biscuits, and all these things. And now, if you're a South African spaza shop, you're going to go to the nearest whatever wholesaler you'll find, and you'll just grab, we know, any packaging or brand of biscuits, you know, cookies, and then you'll sell them. And then you'll find that's where the problem is, because even that layer and that level of the supply chain has been infiltrated. And there's now, and this thing, I started by mentioning it because it's been years.
I think that's where the focus needs to shift to. But our MEC, Lebogang Maile, is calling for a state of emergency of some sort to better deal with this problem, because the children are dying.
In fact, he visited a family that had lost a child, and this is what the MEC had to say.
Firstly, we want to convey our condolences to the families. This family has lost two kids and the other family has lost one. Secondly, to renew our commitment and the pledge we've made that we will not tire. We are relentless. We will fight with everything we have to ensure that we defeat this demon. Government will make every resource available at our disposal. The Department of Health is doing its part. Municipalities are doing their part. The Department of Economic Development will also do its part, because I think post dealing with the problem and making sure that we bring law and order, and that these spaza shops and other retail outlets in our communities are run properly, we have to make sure that we also invest as government in the entrepreneurs that are supposed to run these shops.
Jeez, man. 12 kids and politicians, they still sound like they say, yeah, we need to investigate. Yeah. And should there be a national state of disaster? Because it is a national crisis, I feel. Kids are dying far and wide, in Mpumalanga to Joburg to whichever other province. Should there be a state of national disaster?
Yeah, crackdown. A complete crackdown of the whole system, because it can't go on for too long now. And it's been going on for too long that... you know, whether it's the manufacturers or the spaza shops that are culprits in producing these counterfeit goods, which kids, and it's mainly kids that are dying from these counterfeit goods. So I think it needs to be a national shutdown and a big crackdown on the whole system, and not just focused on one element of what's happening in this crisis. Because the spaza shops, yes, are the ones that are selling. But where are they getting it from? Are they making it themselves in those spaza shops? Are they buying it somewhere where there are these pesticides that are included in those snacks? So big crackdown that needs nationally.
All of the manufacturers need to be investigated. And look, I know it's easier to say it's the counterfeit manufacturers, but remember with Listeriosis? I mean, that started at the Enterprise Factory, and that's a huge company owned by Tiger Brands, a legal outfit.
Mm.
So what are your thoughts? Do give us a call, 086-000-959, or give us a WhatsApp voice note, 063-688-0959. Should there be a national emergency state of disaster declared? 12 kids, 1 month. Perished. What a shame.
Yeah, when the machine left, they never cared. The only thing that's going to happen, we're going to end up some like Aborigines being a minority in our own country. So that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's so sad, man. A lot of people, you know, I'm reflecting on the GNU. Some people are like, nah, we don't want to vote for the DA. They don't really care about us. And, you know, they don't understand our daily challenges of us black people. Yet you also feel like even our own people, you know, at the top, there's this disconnect between us at the bottom and them at the top. So who's really going to be there for us? We've got a caller from Centurion. Itumeleng, good morning, bro. All good.
We are to blame. If Babu Babo Villa, the owner, LA Plaza shop, we're so to 12, right? One. Two, we've made it normal, Uguti, and we have accepted Uguti, they sleeping in the store because Urendele Garage. We're going to target me as a supplier, for example, of whatever snack. And if I can prove to you this batch I never produced, because my Zenzela, we've seen videos from cops, from CPS, from wherever, who would love and buy Zenzela. Must target my suppliers, Moshi's card. What a compliance, yeah. I was at a filling station last and a compliance certificate and whatever. There's around about 7. What do they have? Do they even have documents? It goes back to our government, Nina Nosso, who's the IWA and Assault, who sees the MAGA calling at GNU. Meaning it's DA years that actually ends, because if they were doing the right thing, they would not find themselves here. 8 years of messing up the country. Now, a complaint apply only to us, South Africans, when you want to open whatever, but Google, zero complaints.
Thank you for the call, Itumeleng. Thanks, man. Keep your calls coming and your voice notes. Thank you.
Hey, this thing is long over fit. This thing is long over fit. I'm long blind. It's a cool abyssing ama chips, gabo ban band, and I'm a brown dish, gabo ban band. You never heard what you know, nom dano yo a show on our cooler. This is a clear problem with regards to where these chips and sweets and all of that are being sourced from. So it's clear that it's from the manufacturer. And I feel that those manufacturers have to be shut down completely. This is not something that used to happen when we were growing up. You know, not everyone can afford a cheap spa and a pick and pay, you know. But no, government needs to do more.
You know, this issue is so heartbreaking, because we might go and look at the manufacturers, but at this point in time, we're having this foreign national manufacturers who are actually manufacturing fake goods. So you might look at the specific vinegar brand or a snack, Zimba, for example, say maybe the factory has issues, only to find out it's not actually from that particular factory shop for Zimba or something. And then that's where the problem is, because they're using the brand that are existing in a form of fake. And then now we're going to be looking at the the original brands that they're having issue, only to find out it's the fake goods that are actually having issues. So we need to actually check all these factories that are actually replicating the originals with fake and deal with it. Otherwise, it's a problem. That's why maybe most of us or most of the community are saying foreign national shops, because they do not buy these things from the actually shops that are actually the originals.
And that's why I feel like our national intelligence agencies are letting us down, because if you go to a puzzle shop owner and you say, hey man, this packet of Simba chips, where did you buy it from? They'll say, it's written there, Simba chips, but it's a counterfeit product,
right,
you know, that is manufactured somewhere. And we need to rely on our, you know, law enforcement and our intelligence to actually root out these factories that are making these counterfeit goods.
I hear you guys when you say we must go after the suppliers, but who are the suppliers? These people are their own suppliers. We know how they work. They never want money coming out of their circle. They always use that spider web to trend thing. So if they see that this is not one of their own that supplies, then they make their own stuff. We've seen them making even in Hennessy because it's not theirs. So for them, it's always about money. They don't want money coming out of the of their circle. So they'd rather kill us with fake stuff than go and buy from the real suppliers.
So
okay,
if you...
my take on this whole situation, a puzzle shop and manufacturers. In the beginning, I remember I once spoke to my brother. We were talking about how big brands are so quiet when their brands are being used to ukdonsa abantu ukuthi bathenge izinto. Like, for instance, we've been seeing videos of a counterfeit Coke and a real one. And people bash over to these people that buy as the manufacturer, like Coke, right? And Coca-Cola did nothing. Amaxhosa, the brand Amaxhosa, they went out and spoke about how counterfeit they are affecting their brand, and also yaba affecting us as Kwameen. Why are the big brands not doing the same thing? Because umntwana uhamba uyothenga lapha, or even an adult, thinking they're buying a reputable brand, and abayazi yabakhule bayazi, but only to find guti is just a counterfeit, it's not the real thing.
It seems like only us in the streets, you know this. And what about our leaders? What about the police? What about our security agencies? Don't they know about this? And very good question. I haven't seen the actual big brands, Coca-Cola, saying this is feeding into our bottom line and everybody else. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I think we're going to leave it there for this morning on First Things First. If you've missed the conversation, it's all about kids that have been dying, consuming goods that are allegedly poisonous. You can head over to our website and check this conversation out on kanan59.co.za.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.